Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. At the end of November, the Vermont Army National Guard announced that one of its own had been awarded the specialty of combat engineer. This was notable because the specialist in question, Skylar Anderson, became the first woman in the nation to attain that distinction. UVM student and Army National Guard specialist Anderson joins me now. Welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you.
So tell me exactly what a combat engineer does.
So a combat engineer really just works with mobility, countermobility, and survivability. Survivability deals with explosives. Mobility and countermobility, it depends. For mobility, we're moving from one place to the next, so we're building bridges. And for countermobility, we're breaking down those bridges.
Why was that a specialty that you were particularly interested in?
I never really decided to join the Army to be safe. My original MOS was a fire directional specialist for rocket systems. So I was field artillery. And so when this came about for combat engineer, I really decided it's probably the best way to go for me.
Why?
Because it's not really that safe. I mean, you really have to pay a lot of attention to detail. And that's something that I've always like really loved to be doing. I love just to go out there and make sure no matter what, I know what I'm doing and I can really do well doing it.
So there's that attention to detail that appeals to you, but you've now said twice you didn't join to be safe, or safety isn't something that you assume is going to be part of your job with the Guard. So is there something about that that appeals to you? Is it the adrenaline?
It would be the adrenaline, just to know that one wrong error, I mean, anything can happen, and you could either lose a limb or you can lose your life. Or in that case, if you don't pay attention to detail, someone else can lose their life because of you.
Which is terrifying to most people. Why is that not terrifying to you?
It is, in a way, a fear, but it's more of the fact if you do find something and you are the one that moves it out of the way, it's more of a rush, really.
You had to pass a course to get certified as a combat engineer. When you were first taking the course, you've told the press that you didn't know you'd actually be the first woman to be certified. But when you took the course, the combat exclusion policy hadn't been completely lifted yet. That was actually lifted by Defense Secretary Ash Carter just last week. So even once you were certified, would you have been allowed to serve in the role of combat engineer? Was that one that was already cleared for women, or would you have had to have waited?
That one was already cleared. Most of the MOSs that were defined as combat were not allowed to women, but some were allowed. It was kind of like a trial before he opened it up.
So that one was already allowed when you took the course. You knew that you could actually do this.
Yes, the course actually opened up August 1st, I read.
So when all the news has come out and now you've been interviewed for national outlets, you're being interviewed here, other local ones have picked it up. What does it actually feel like or mean to you to be the first female combat engineer? Is that something that's important to you or more of a distraction?
It is important to me. I always want to be a role model. It doesn't matter like who I'm a role model for. It's really like my little sisters, they look up to me and I want them to feel like they can do anything. They don't have to follow my footsteps, but if they put their minds to it, they can overcome anything.
So when you reflect on Ash Carter's announcement and this lifting of the combat exclusion policy so that all areas of the military are now open to women, what does that mean to you?
It means that women can actually come out. I feel like some were hiding and feeling that they couldn't overcome some boundaries that were placed on them. I feel that standards were put and it was more of a overcoming for some of people. So in my like defense here, I want to say that standards, if you can meet them, then you should be able to do it. For me, I did not want to be treated any differently when I was in North Dakota. So
that's where you did your training for the combat engineer.
Yeah. So I wasn't treated any differently. I was treated just like any other guy that was there.
What's your hope for your military career?
I just want to keep pushing forward. I'm not really sure where I want to go yet. But hopefully lives up to where I am now.
You're also a UVM student, and so you're pursuing a degree. What's your degree in?
Right now I'm doing an undergraduate degree in animal science for the pre-vet program for equine studies.
So you hope to be a horse veterinarian at some point?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. What are your career aspirations in the civilian field?
I do want to eventually become an equine vet. It's really inspiring to me actually to do athletic training for horses. So working on a racetrack or working on a rodeo side or something like that. But also maybe being an oncologist and working with the bones of animals as well.
So how do you see those two facets of your life tying together, your work with the National Guard and your civilian career aspirations?
They don't really tie together. I like having the best of both worlds. I love going to the military and being in uniform and serving the way I want to serve. But then on the other side, I can come back and be a kid per se. I can be a college student. I can be a daughter. So I like the fact that I can do both instead of having one life and living it that way.
And you plan to do both for a while?
Yes, I do.
That's Skylar Anderson. She's a specialist with the Vermont Army National Guard, and she recently became the first female combat engineer in the nation. Congratulations, and thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.